You get a chance to watch him on NFL Network. And, Steve, you guys have been crushing it, man, with all this stuff coming down over the last few days. Mike and I want to start, brother, with the thought about the Falcons, because everybody keeps talking about how good this job is. Is it the most attractive job? We played your soundbite from you and Baldy talking about this the other day. But for our audience, Steve, who hasn't heard what you have to say about this Falcon organization, where do you rank this job?
Well, of all the vacancies, and thanks for having me on, I think it's the top job just because of the talent that's in place, right? Mm-hmm. Some of the structure they're trying to put in place. I know it's kind of crazy with them using two search firms, but this is kind of the dynamic you see on championship teams like the Ravens, like on teams that consistently win in terms of having a, you know, player, a person head of the football ops, then a GM, then a head coach. You know, and that football ops person who he believes is going to be Matt Ryan, he's the guy who's close enough to fill the blind spots of everybody else. Because remember, most of the leaders in that Falcons building have been there forever. Rich McKay, Greg Beatles, you know, even though he's been in different roles and is going to do great in his new role, they've been there forever. So there's blind spots. So, you know, I think it's a very good job. People will say, well, you know, there's all this. There's talent there. Like, there's a great saying that's kind of been surfaced lately is a great roster does not a team make. Right. You've got to be able to have the great coaching and everything else to have a great team. And that's what Arthur Blank felt was not happening with the talent on that team.
And that's the thing, Steve. Obviously, we're close to it here. It's just we feel we got some really great pieces. And the quarterback situation was tough this year with Penix and the kind of reverse of last season. But you know, we missed four or five games with special teams and just basic blocking and tackling. So we feel this team, to your point, can make the move. How difficult the quarterback situation will be this time? And do you think they'll have a candidate? Will they tell the candidate, you got to make Michael Penix Jr. work, or will they be open to some other ideas?
Well, I mean, you've got a quarterback on a rookie contract, so you're going to hire a coach to try to make it work.
Right.
He's somebody you felt was that talented, but you better have a good backup in place and probably a good younger backup. You're not going to get a Mac Jones. You're not going to get a Malik Willis. Those guys are probably going to get some potential opportunities to start. But you get somebody who can come in and win you ball games like Mac Jones did for Brock Purdy, you know, in those types of scenarios until you figure things out, you know, with a Michael Penix. But you come in with a coach who's just like, hey, I know you like playing the pistol, but sometimes you're going to have to get under center. Sometimes you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z. Right. Penix will do it. I mean, that's just how it is in the NFL if you want to have a long career.
Steve, the reports about why John Harbaugh and the Ravens, you know, broke up, various reports out there about him, you know, not wanting to move on from his offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. What are your thoughts on Harbaugh? Because as soon as this news broke yesterday late on the show, like today, I went crazy. I was like, this guy's at the top of a list. We got to make every effort to try to get Harbaugh here because I think we need culture. Culture building is a big part of what we haven't had here. There are some other teams on this list that, hey, they just need a coach, right? They just need somebody to come in and you know, fill the void. We need more than that, and that's why I think he's perfect here. What are your thoughts on Harbaugh?
I think he'd be great there because, you know, the one thing that Arthur Blank has done is he's, other than Raheem Morris, hired first-time head coaches.
Right.
Right, from Jim Mora to, you know, to Bobby Petrino, first time in the NFL, you know, Mike Smith, Dan Quinn, you know, guys like that. So you get someone who's kind of seen it all, who's been through a whole lot of crisis management, crisis prevention. Mm-hmm. You know, he's seen a lot of the things. And again, with that new structure they're putting in place, that's what he comes from. Right, so I think he's somebody who also comes in with significant gravitas that if these players think they're better than what they are, he'll put them in check. If they think they're not as good as what he thinks they can be, he'll get them better. Plus, he'll be able to staff this thing up pretty quickly. But I mean, they're going to do a pretty extensive search. You know, I know they've asked to bring in some guys like Clint Kubiak. Clint Kubiak's a hot name, man.
Right.
He is a hot name out there. And you know, and here's a dandy for you. So Matt Ryan, let's suppose he gets that director of football personnel job, right?
Yeah.
Who was his OC when the Falcons went to the Super Bowl?
Right, Shanahan.
Okay, where's Clint Kubiak? What family is that from?
That's the Shanahan tree.
Yep.
Okay, so let's connect those few dots here. So let's see if that happens. I'm not saying it will, but let's, you know, that could be something that could be working in the favor a little bit.
Absolutely. There's no doubt.
I love Kubiak. I think everybody, Steve, wants to get in, on paper. You want to get that next Sean McVay, the guy you hope is going to be there for, you know, what Harbaugh was years ago. You want to be the guy that's going to be there for decades. What do you think about Ian Cunningham as a GM?
He's on everybody's short list. He's going to get a GM job somewhere, sometime soon. He's interviewed for several jobs. He's coming from Chicago, where they have stacked that roster the past couple of years. But he's also someone who's one of these real cerebral. He's a personnel guy, but he touches a lot. He checks a lot of boxes, and so he's someone who will lay in the background, but kind of do his work steadily. He's someone who probably also wouldn't mind if Matt Ryan is the guy who is the one who answers the questions and not him. So, but he's well thought of in NFL circles.
We're talking with Steve Weisch, guys, from NFL Network here on Dukes and Bell. As all of this news around the league is going on, and it's obviously a great time because there's just so much stuff going on, and we don't know how it's all going to shake out, which is why you need to be here every day. I also want to get your thoughts, Steve, on these games, man, this weekend. I love Wild Card Weekend, and I'm just curious to know what you think in regards to some of these matchups. Is there one that you find the most intriguing? I keep looking at this Buffalo at Jacksonville matchup.
Yep.
Everybody just thinks Buffalo's going to roll to the Super Bowl, and I don't know about that.
I don't know who thinks that. I mean, they could. But, I mean, the one thing is, especially in the AFC, you can't look at any of these wild card teams and think they can't go on the road and win, right? That, like a Buffalo, because some of those teams have experience, but there's no favorite. And that's what's so intriguing. But I think that Bills-Jags game is going to be a real truth teller, because I'm a believer in the Jaguars. Their defense is taking names. They're making plays. They take the ball away. And offensively, since they traded for Jacoby Myers, I know who's from that Atlanta area,
right. He has
opened up their offense. And now Liam Cohen is dealing. We're seeing Clemson Trevor running, throwing, moving the ball to a million different receivers every game. I think they are a very, very dangerous team. When I saw what they did at Denver, that's when I was like, okay, they might have something here. So that's a team I've really got my eye on. But then again, they can get tripped up by the Bills this weekend too.
Right. And then I think we ask you every time we have you on. I mean, Jalen Hurts in the passing game, if they can just get that on track, the Eagles should be the best team in the tournament based on everything they've got.
Well.
Or not, in your mind. Your hesitation says no.
I'm not going to say they're the best team in the tournament. I think the Rams and Seattle are the two best teams in the NFC. In terms of having defense, explosiveness on offense, the thing that's scary about Seattle, we know their defense is good, and the way that they took apart the Niners' offense last week was
totally
frightening. I was at that game. But they're running the ball now, right? The past month, what they have been doing in the run game is explosive. They're kind of like what Philadelphia was doing last year with explosive runs, hitting 15 and 16-yarders like clockwork. You know, they can go on a 10-play drive, or they can go on a 5-play drive because JSN and those tight ends they have there are so good. You know, they just – the one thing is Sam Darnold over the past 5 or 6 weeks, he's been giving it up. You know, he hasn't been great. And the fact that they're running the ball now, they can protect him a little bit. And I think that's why they're such a scary team.
Steve, when we talk about, the league itself and what's going on around the league, you look at these teams in the playoffs, and we were talking about it, right? The quarterback play. The Packers, questionable? Like, how are you viewing the Packers? Because there are rumors out there, like, they're going to let LaFleur go if they lose. I don't necessarily buy that. And then
I dare them.
I agree. I agree. And then the whole Tomlin thing. Like, you know, they play Monday night. Texans are really good. But if the Steelers lose, Tomlin's next. Like, there are more jobs that could be lost. Do you believe that?
Mike Tomlin's not going to get fired. I know that. I've heard that from people in the organization.
Okay.
If he wants to leave, that's him asking out.
Okay.
And I've not ever gotten any inclination that Mike Tomlin does not want to coach in Pittsburgh. If I know the Matt LaFleur thing, people are like, you know, he's tough to get along with. Kind of like with Jim Harbaugh is with the Niners. They're like, we don't care if he wins the Super Bowl. He's just too much of a pain. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's that bad with Matt LaFleur, but if it is, he will jump John Harbaugh as the top candidate on the block. And that's one that people – that you move things to get him into your building because he can coach.
Right. Okay. I mean, believe me, we always lobbied at the time. He was a quarterback's coach here, and they weren't prepared to make him the OC. It went with Sark. We know how that went. Steve, it is again our man, Steve Weisch, Wickedy Wickedy Weisch from NFL Network. All right, answer this. The Broncos, they might be the number one seed, but that's fool's gold, and they just don't have the offense that can handle the playoffs.
I think they do have an offense that can handle the playoffs. I mean, again, there's no dominant team in the AFC, but their defense is so dangerous. And Bo Nix has learned to win so many close games, and they run the ball with R.J. Harvey. They're just inconsistent with it. But because you have a defense that can lock other teams up, you know, you can learn that you can play with those mistakes. It's much like Seattle in the NFC. The two number one seeds are so identical in so many ways. But I like Denver a lot.
Okay.
And you have to go play in Denver. I do not think they're fool's gold by any means.
Yeah, their defense is tough, no doubt. And look, Sean Payton's been here, done that. You know, I trust that he will find a way. But you're right about Bo Nix. They've won a ton of one-possession games and come from behind a lot this season. Hey, man, we got to get going. But, brother, we love your work. Keep killing it. Mm-hmm. And we're curious to see where this goes with our Falcons. Make sure you watch Steve on NFL Network. You're still doing the podcast too, right?
I'm doing a lot of different podcasts. I do a lot of different things. So. I'm a moving target.
All good. Every time I turn your network on, you're on, man. Camera loves you.
Yeah, it does. All right, Steve.
I appreciate it, man. Always good catching up, guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.